Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, February 28th, last day of the month, and they sure made it count. I can't remember the last time I would be able to say beans closed 20 cents off the highs and were still double-digit higher on the day. So the big story out of today, after an overnight bounce on some technical buying after six or seven down days and running down into support on a couple of trend line levels and moving average levels, that small bounce was accelerated by a rumor that came out that there was an agreement that they would be shifting the renewable fuel standards point of obligation from refiners and importers over to the blenders. And in exchange for this kind of controversial move, the White House would provide a waiver for the allowance of the sale of 15% ethanol gasoline throughout the entire year, whereas now they hold that off during the summer. So obviously that boosted corn prices, and corn immediately jumped higher. We had May trading within a penny of the February 16th highs at 387 and a quarter, May hitting a high of 386 and a quarter, but then backing 12 and a half cents off of those highs when a spokesman for the White House denied rumors that there was going to be an executive order or that there was anything in place. So now there is some disagreement as to the possibility or the structure of this agreement. Excuse me. So we had May corn finish up 5.5 cents at 373 and three quarters, again 12.5 cents off the highs. We had December finishing the day up a nickel at 393 and three quarters. We made a new high by a quarter of a cent, trading as high as 404 before backing off 10 and a quarter cents from that high. So we had in effect erased in the corn almost all of the losses over the last 6 or 7 days for a short period of time before the markets broke back down on the release of the denial from the White House. No corn was tendered for delivery, this being first notice date in the March contract. The insurance prices for the spring come out in the corn at 396. That's about 10 cents above last year. So we'll see what kind of effect that has on guys leaving ground idle. Moving to the wheat, we've got December finishing up a nickel. Sorry, May finishing up a nickel at 443 and three quarters. That's 10 and three quarter cents off the highs, with Kansas City May finishing up 6.5 cents at 463 and a half, 10 and three quarter cents off their highs. Egypt bought 535,000 tons of wheat, 235,000 from Russia, 120,000 Romanian, 120,000 French, and 60,000 Ukrainian. There were 958 contracts of wheat tendered for delivery today. The insurance price coming in at 565. That's 40 to 50 cents higher than last year. Wheat appeared to be mostly along for the ride today, not as sharp a rally early in the day as corn and beans. It didn't quite get to those previous November 16th highs. Taking a look at beans, we've got May finishing up 13 and three quarter cents at 10.35 and three quarters. That's 20 and a half cents off of the highs. And November finishing up 12 cents at 10.18 and a quarter, 15 and a quarter cents off of the highs. Trading today as high as 10.33 and a half, just a penny and a half, a penny actually below the highs recently made at 10.34 and a half on February 15th. There were 500 contracts of beans, 249 contracts of meal, and 1,059 contracts of soy oil tendered for delivery today against the March contract. The insurance price in the beans set at $10.19 a bushel. That's more than $1.20 over last year's price. Again, we'll have to see what kind of effect this has on those 3.6 million acres kind of unaccounted for in that ag forum, ag outlook forum. You know, will guys let that land stay idle? So that was the big story today, a very, you know, interesting, volatile action. We will see if the, you know, how this develops, and maybe we will get some enlightenment on this situation during President Trump's economic speech tonight. So I think all eyes will be watching. That should be an interesting evening session as well. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading up 5 points at 101.17. Crude oil slightly lower, down 12 cents a barrel at 53.93. Stock market trading down 25 points at this time, and gold trading down $9.30 an ounce at $1,249.50 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.